Y'all can have a seat. My name is John Elmore, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, I would say cell phone addiction. I feel like any spare moment that I have, I pull up my phone and I'm checking email to see what's come through, texts, bank account or lack thereof. Yeah, sorry. I keep going. Hi. Thank you for welcoming me. So a couple weeks ago, I noticed that one of our drains in the house wasn't running right. Like I'd brush my teeth and like the water level would just keep coming up. And I'm like, man, that's not good. And it's been doing it for a long time. And I just haven't had the time. But this particular Saturday, I get down on my hands and knees and I pop open the sink and I'm looking at it. And I can see, you know, it's just one tube. The P-trap was just a little U-shaped thing. And I'm like, well, that's got to be it. It's got to be blocked there. So I unscrew it, take it apart. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. As soon as I release this, a bunch of water is going to flood out of this thing. Right? But some of the guys in the room, and maybe girls, I didn't mean anything by that, have experienced this. And so I was like, what do I have that will fit in this small space? I need something that's going to like slide right under the pipe and the floor of the cabinet. And it's like a, you know, 3-inch clearing. So I know exactly, it immediately comes to my mind, Laura's cookie sheet. Her cookie sheet will slide perfectly in there. It's got a rim on all sides. It's going to catch it all. Kate Romero, who bakes and cooks a lot, just looked at me with disgust. My wife uses this to reheat. Like, we reheat food a lot, leftovers, little kids. We're always just throwing stuff onto that, toss it in the oven, reheat it. Like, these are essential daily items that our kids eat off of. But I wasn't thinking about that in the moment. I was thinking about, I need to capture the water. So I take it off, I get it out. Someone's covering their face. I get it out. The water comes down, and it was this black, brackish sewage water from the sink, which, you know, it's just, I brush my teeth in it. But, and I look in the P-trap, and it's got this, like, I mean, it looks like the P-trap has been smoking Lucky Strikes for 30 years. I was like, dude, what is that black tar? So I clear that out and get it all, run the water, still clogged. And so I'm like, all right, well, the clog must be higher up. So do it again. Cookie sheet's there. It's perfect, catching all the junk. And I jam this thing down the, what's it called? Pipe, drain, yeah. And all of a sudden, it, no joke, I hear this bonk. And I looked down on the cookie sheet, and the bubonic plague was on the cookie sheet. And it started crawling away, and I cast out the demons in the name of Jesus, stabbed it with a knife. It was this black, furry, gelatinous, toxic, like, I was like, huh! Like, about to throw up. I've got a pretty tough stomach. I know, too much. Recovery circle. But, there it is on the cookie sheet, and I just took it. I grabbed some toilet paper, grabbed it, threw it away. Don't know what it was. You probably got one, in case your judgment. You got one in your sink, too. Put it all back together. And then what do you think I did with the cookie sheet? Show of hands, did I throw the cookie sheet away? One. Show of cookie sheet if I put it back in the drawer? Yeah. Yeah, dude. My kids are eating off that thing. Laura is, too. I haven't even told her. She didn't even know. She doesn't listen to these things, so. Anyway, she's like, I got too much to do. I don't listen to your Monday night stuff. So why do you think I put it back in there? Because I got soap. I've got soap. So I just brought it over the sink. I cleaned that thing. I cleaned it twice. I even kind of scrubbed it. And then I put it back in there. Because soap kills whatever, the bubonic plague, and whatever fell out of there. It's good. It's fine. I'd lick it. It's fine. Because I've got soap. So I put it back in there and I don't worry anything about it. And in the same way, I have done that to myself. When I was facing a lot of pressure in college, I cut up my left arm with a knife because I had so much pain inside of me that I couldn't get the pain out. So I just drug a knife across my arm, put out cigarettes on my hand, been drunk more times than I can count, from 18 to 30, weed, pills, strip clubs, porn, masturbation, made out with a prostitute once. I mean, I'm like, the amount of sin that has been upon me, just like that cookie sheet, so defiled, so disgusting, so just filth has covered me. But it doesn't cover me anymore because Jesus has washed me clean. Much more powerful than that soap ever would do. And the reason why I share that with you, and don't go licking me, like I said, I could lick my cookie sheet. But he has made me clean, and he makes you clean. So it doesn't matter what you walked in here from your past, or even your present, or even your desires for the future. But he washes you and makes you clean. Let me read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 11. It'll be on the screen. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor the slanderers, nor the swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And I hit about 6 out of 8 on that list. I'm doing pretty bad. But it goes on. God doesn't leave us there. He says, and that is what some of you were, past tense, but you were washed. You were sanctified, made like Jesus. You were justified, made right with God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So whatever Satan is throwing in your face, whatever your flesh is craving, whatever your past might say, whatever you've put on your inventory or you're gonna put on your inventory, it doesn't matter. In Jesus Christ, your Lord, you have been washed, sanctified, and justified. You're clean. You are clean in Jesus and free.